Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome.
And your mercy endures forever. Say it again, you are good. And your mercy endures forever. Now come on, clap your hands and shout if you believe it tonight. Come on, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Welcome, children of God. Welcome to the Twilight Sunrise Prayer. Thank you guys for joining us as we give honor to God with worship and praise. Our early morning praise and worship service with our Heavenly Father, where our Heavenly Father comes close to the earth between full night and sunrise. Amen. Thank you for joining us. This is truly a blessing indeed. This morning we are here to give thanks for our life, the light he has given us to shine brightly, and for being his child. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let me recite this morning's prayer to open up the atmosphere so he can hear our prayers as we command the day. Good morning, Father God. Thank you for another day. Thank you for your mercy, love, goodness, and the blood. We honor you for who you are. Amen. At this time, we will have Sister Kendra read from Psalms 118 and 1.
Thank you, Sister Alexandra. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endures forever. Amen. Now turn it back over to Sister Alexandra.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Kendra. So this morning, guys, we are here with our Father, and we are here to get our power source. Father, you are the power source, and all power comes from you. We are your children, your little energy power packs. But without you, there is no power. So we humbly come before you this early morning to get hooked into your power source to energize our battery, our life source. We need your word, your power, and resources to survive these times of darkness and chaos. We humbly ask for the covering of the blood, for protection on our life, and that we don't lose our life to the enemy or by the enemy of evil and his minions and workers. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So this morning, we are just here for a short period of time. We're not going to be on long, just 30 minutes, so we can give glory and honor to God this morning. And that song that we just heard, You Are Good, oh my goodness, that just got me all reared up late at night. Yes, it did. I just started praising God. And it was like I was having a party at home with the Lord. Amen. You start thinking about his goodness. You can't do nothing but go into, it's like that song just take you into the spirit, and oh my goodness, chills up and down my spines. Amen. But yes, so we're here this morning, and we're just here to command the day. Amen. So the day, the beginning of the week starts on Sunday. So we're here to command the day, and everyone here that is online, I want to go around on the line for everyone to say their name. Amen. And then to command the day or the week. It's up to you. You can command the day or the week. And we're just going to, I'll be first so you guys can see how it goes. Okay, so this is Sister Alexandra. Heavenly Father, this is Sister Alexandra. I am thankful and grateful for all that you do and what you provide and for your covering. I command the day that you guide my steps in and out and that you protect me when I go about my daily tasks. I command the day that you bless me, that I walk in blessings. I command the day that I pass the blessings on to the next person, do something for the next person to make them feel good. I command the day that I can get the word out to more people, that they will come on the line and more people will be involved with God, whether they come on the line or not. I command the day that I can bless someone else and pass the blessing on. I command the day for my family that you cover me and my family online, my prayer family, my home family, and I pray, Father God, that you continue to work with me and enhance me and improve me. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Sister
amen.
Alexandra. The next person, please.
Amen.
This is Sister Paige.
Okay, Sister Paige, you can go ahead.
This is Sister Paige. Father God, I just thank you for this morning. I command my day to be blessed. I command that you order my steps on today.
Amen.
Father, I command your presence today in my life. Father God, I command that you put nice words in my mouth for my husband, my children, my grandchildren. I command, Lord, that you bless everyone on this line. You bless my family. You protect us. You lead us. You guide us. Father God, I just command this day to do everything that you want it to be in my life on today. Father, I command peace in my life. I command joy in my life today. And I command that I walk in your word today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. That was beautiful, Sister Faye.
Thank you.
Next, please.
This is Brother Warren, and I'm commanding today that God told me as I go forth, go and come throughout the day. Bless me to see many more days in my family. And also, bless me so I can bless others and make it a peaceful place. And may he put a protective seal over me, guide me, give me strength, take care of my health, and watch with me as I walk through the valley of death. Amen.
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 That was wonderful,
Amen.
Brother. Wonderful. Next.
This is Sister Kendra, and I'm commanding the day that the Lord watch over me, keep me safe, keep me covered in his blood, that I'm blessed coming in and I'm blessed coming out, that he bless my footsteps. I am commanding the month of December. And I am commanding the new year, 2022. I command that I am healed of my, I have, remember I was telling you guys I had stage 4 endometriosis. So I'm commanding that the Lord heal me of that, that everything goes good with my surgery. So I'm commanding today, I'm commanding my blessings right here and right now in the name of Yahshua. So I just thank God for another beautiful, blessed day. I thank him for a sound mind. I thank him for waking me up, being here on the line with you guys. And I ask that the Lord bless you guys and cover you guys in the blood of Jesus, and he keep a head of protection around you for 2021, going to the year of 2022, that everybody on this line year is blessed, that it was better than 2021. In 2020, because I know, you know, we've been going through this COVID, and it's not a stop a lot of people income and their job or their business. So, Lord, I just ask that you heal their finances, that you heal their family. If anybody, family member is sick, that you just keep them covered in your blood, keep them in your hand, Lord. Lord, you say you got the whole world in your hand, and you truly do. So I just thank God for everybody on the line. And, Lord, I just ask that you put favor and blessings in abundance in their life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That was beautiful. Next.
Amen.
Amen. This is Elder Prevost, and I thank God for today, another day, and I just command the month, I command the year, amen, that it be full of blessings and prosperity and health. And I command the devil to stay out of my way. Amen.
Amen. Father, this circle of light has As we come together, we are on one accord and one mind to command the day, the first day of the week, is said to be blessed and directed by your heartfelt request and prayer to guide and order our outcome. We ask that you bless the day and night as we each have confessed with our mouth and command our daily task day by day or for the week or for the year. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So we are going to go over pleading the blood because, remember, this is a battle and we are at war. Amen. So by pleading the blood of Jesus gives us protection before adversaries strike. It serves as a prevention. If you keep pleading the blood of Jesus, no matter how terrible an infirmity is, it will disappear by the power and the blood of Jesus. If your life is pure and you lay your hands on any sickness pleading the blood of Jesus, it will vanish. You might wonder if it is really as simple as that, but that is the power in the blood of Jesus. Someone who has never been tortured by a terminal disease cannot know what it means to be threatened by death. So he or she cannot understand why a cancer patient is praying fervently for healing or why the person is jubilating after he or she has been miraculously healed. The preachers who discourage people from praying fire prayers or pleading the blood of Jesus do so because they have not experienced such things. The blood of Jesus cannot dry up, neither can it lose its power. Therefore, you can plead it a million times if you want to. The more you plead the blood of Jesus, the more the chance of totally submerging the disease in the pool of the blood of Jesus. So when we plead the blood of Jesus, see, some Christians do not understand the power and the use of the weapons that God gives us against the enemy. Unbelievers can sit throughout the night chanting incantations or reciting things against people. But when we plead the blood, it can give emotional healing. It can give mental healing. It helps in battle in dark powers. It helps in battling the adversary. It helps in giving financial healing. If you stand in front of your shop or house and plead the blood of Jesus every day, you will find out that the powers of darkness in that environment will dissipate. In other words, it will disappear. So you can plead the blood of Jesus over any and everything, your spirit, your soul and body, your house, your car, your work, your children, your spouse, your business as a form of protection or prevention against evil. You can plead the blood of Jesus over your journey, the road, the vehicle, or aircraft. Even if you are living or passing through a dangerous zone, you can still draw a bloodline of protection, therefore making a boundary against any evil. So today I pray that any wolf assigned against your life shall die in the name of Jesus. These are very serious matters, and we should recognize and know these secrets. So plead the blood of Jesus. Obey him. Not a single drop of water entered the house, but the house next to him was submerged. This is the power of the blood of Jesus. So when we talk about the blood of Jesus, it is a battle weapon. It cleanses. And the blood of Jesus possesses cleansing power. If there is any form of dirt or filth in your life or environment, the blood of Jesus will cleanse it. The blood of Jesus, it sanitizes. The blood of Jesus could serve as a disinfectant. Anything that wants to pollute will not be able to get in. That's why you should sanitize your life, your body, your house, your shopping, et cetera. But before you move into a house or an apartment, you should sanitize it with the blood of Jesus by praying the blood of Jesus, pleading the blood of Jesus. Okay, the blood of Jesus does deliverance. When you call the blood of Jesus into operation, it causes the enemy to flee because it contains the life of God. It sets people free from bondage. it heals. It can heal all forms of infirmity. When you plead the blood of Jesus, things begin to happen. The blood of Jesus is protection, life-giving power to revive anyone or anything that is dead. It could be marriage, finances, business, etc. The blood of Jesus is yoke-breaking. Whenever you plead the blood of Jesus, people and things are set free from any kind of yoke. And the blood of Jesus overcomes power. The blood of Jesus also is a door opening power to open every door that has been closed against good things in the life of a person. The blood of Jesus is renewing power. The blood of Jesus battle dissolving power that makes the enemies go in disarray. The blood of Jesus is a promotion power and energy. The blood of Jesus is a breakthrough power. The blood of Jesus is a miracle receiving power. The blood of Jesus is a poison-destroying power. Many have been poisoned physically or spiritually, and the blood of Jesus neutralizes such poisons and flushes them out of the system. The blood of Jesus is a mounting, moving power. The blood of Jesus is a demon-paralyzing power. And the Bible says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So if you want your right things to come back to you, pray with power and with fire. Do you know that there is power and life in blood generally? Blood is a living thing, and the blood of Jesus has the power to overcome anything that confronts you. So you must surrender your life to the Lord Jesus, and you must be completely yield to him. So if you want to experience the power of the blood, you must live a pure and holy life, and you want to have a wonderful opportunity. You want to plead the blood to overcome anything, any obstacles or any situations. I pray that the Lord will hold you with his hand of righteousness, and you will not fall or fail in the name of Jesus. And I pray the Lord will write your name in the book of life, and nothing shall by any means rub it off in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I just wanted to share the blood of Jesus with you guys this morning. And I just also wanted to start the week right and give praises and glory to God. And I'm so honored that you guys came on early this morning. And this is truly a blessing. And God sees our presence. He knows we have the same mind. We on one accord. So let's give our Heavenly Father a minute of silence while we meditate on his name, on the word of God, on our Heavenly Father. Let's give him a second. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we are back. So I am so grateful and thankful that you guys showed up this morning. This is the Twilight Sunrise service. We just acknowledging our Heavenly Father, because we know some of us are up early in the wee hours in the morning, and this is the best time to pray and talk to our Heavenly Father, because it is said, during these hours and the wee hours of the morning, this is when our Heavenly Father comes close to the earth. Even the Muslims believe that. Okay, they really run with that one, that our Heavenly Father comes close to the earth. So they, what they do is they wash their face, they wash their hands, and they wash their feet. And that's what I was told by one of the Muslim brothers. Amen. But we all serve the same God. So that's their practice. But it is told by me that early hours in the morning is the best time for prayers to go up and for blessings to come down. And so most people are asleep during these wee hours of the morning. But for those of us that get up and pray early in the morning and talk to our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, this is the best time to talk to him about anything in your life and to listen and hear the voice of God. And we're going to talk about that soon, of the voice of God on the salt of the earth. Amen. So it's very important that in the morning, that any request that you have for the Lord, you get up early in the morning and you pray and you talk to him. This is the best time that you have private time with him. And then the rest of the day is yours, so you don't have to come back. But early morning, just give him a couple of minutes just to acknowledge him, to honor him, and he loves that. You know, we have a jealous God, so he loves when we come to him like this and praise him and worship him, because he is worthy. Is he not? He is worthy.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So I want to thank you all for coming this early morning. And I said I wasn't going to hold you longer than 30 minutes, and we have already, that quick, we have went through 30 minutes. So it's 12:27. We have like 3 minutes left. So if Prevost has that song, he want to play the last song for us, that would be lovely. But if at this time anyone has anything that they want to acknowledge God for or anything else they would like to request at this time while we are all together in this circle of light, while we are all on one accord and like-minded, do anyone have anyone we need to pray for or any special requests at this time? Mm-mm. Anybody at this time?
Well, you still need to pray for Yvette. You still need prayer for her.
Oh, Sister Yvette. Amen.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So let's give right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, let's bow our heads for Sister Yvette right now. Let's give her a moment of silence, and we as God's children, let's connect with the mind, and let's pray for her. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you bless her from the top of her head to the tip of her toes. Father, heal her in the name of Jesus. Father, you have the power. We are just the source power. You are the power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Is that Brother Daryl on here? That's not Brother Daryl, is it?
No, I think it's Brother Daryl.
Okay, amen. Amen. I thought I heard Brother Daryl because I know he said he would be asleep. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. Prevost, lead us out with a song.
Brother Prevost?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Brother Prevost.
Truth is I'm tired. I'm tired of you. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all turned out, hurt and abused. playing these games. We need a word for the people's pain.
Your presence. We send love and blessings, and the blood of Jesus be around each and every one and protect you and cover you. And may the love of Christ be with you in the hedge of protection until we meet next Friday. Same prayer line, same prayer time, amen. And now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen. Father God, I ask that you let each and everyone have a beautiful sleep and wake up refreshed, loved, and know that they are loved and that they may go into the week blessed and holding their head high and letting their light shine. Amen, amen, amen. I love you all, and I will see you guys on Wednesday with Pastor Paige, and you will see me again on Friday. Hear me again on Friday. Amen. So you guys have a blessed one, and the week has been blessed. I will continue to do this every Sunday, Monday morning, if you guys like it. So I see it's a little crowd on here tonight. Amen. Hopefully we can grow it a little bit more for those that can't sleep at night or just want a power punch with the Lord early in the morning. Give him glory and honor and praises. so we can have a blessed week and continue to be covered and protected through all this darkness and chaos that we are dealing with. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So let's stay strong and let's continue to lean on the Lord. Amen. You guys have a blessed one. Have a blessed week. And may the Lord be with you until we meet again.
Thank you.
Good night. Thanks for having the show.
Good night.
Amen.
Amen. Everyone
Amen.
Have a good one. All right. Night-night.
Night-night.
Good night-night.
Me, yeah. And when it's cold, I know he got that.